This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
0777 756 408. We're about to find out what free coins you've been giving the Flirt Divert number to recently. 0777 756 408. Don't forget about it, just because we don't always play the messages, keep it in your phone, and next time that person comes up to you in a bar or a club, that's when you hand out the Flirt Divert number. They think it's your number. It's not. It's our number. We play the messages on Radio 1. How we all laughed.
Did you have to give it out at the weekend?
Were you approached? No. Were you?
I'm never approached. No. Not even by annoying people.
However, I have handed it out recently for the first time, and I felt really good about it.
Did you?
Yeah, I can't say anything more than that, but it's really good.
Excellent.
Right, listen to this girl, please. You know, when we go through all of the messages, and there are hundreds of them, there's always one girl that really stands out as the classiest lady. and this is her.
Hello, you're a pig. Where the hell is all my clothes gone? Yeah.
Right. So some bloke has just run off with her clothes. Honestly, she had potty mouth as well.
Hello, you're a pig. Where the hell is all my clothes gone? Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't who you gave it out to, was it?
No, it wasn't her. No. I didn't run off with her clothes. Let's not go down that road.
All right, okay, right.
Please, no. Now, this is quite confusing. Could you listen to this, please, and give me your kind of opinion on what's going on here?
Hi, Elisa, it's just here. I'd just like to apologise for what happened last night. Basically, I weren't doing what you thought I were doing with the dog. I don't know how to explain it. I'd just like to apologise, and I'd just like you to give me a text back, and we can try and sort it out. Thanks, bye.
Right. Sounds like there's some kind of domestic incident involving the dog.
I wasn't doing what you thought I was doing with the dog. Maybe he'd taken it out for a walk and she thought that he was kidnapping it.
Or maybe, like one of my friends did recently, which is bad and you shouldn't do this, he fed their dog pesto chicken and then the dog vomited it up.
Right.
So, I mean, he could have been feeding the dog some kind of food.
Oh, so it looked like he was feeding his tea to the dog, but actually he wasn't.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Hi, Elisa, it's just here. I'd just like to apologise for what happened last night. Basically, I weren't doing what you thought I were doing with the dog.
Maybe he was dressing the dog up in stupid clothes, because people do that as well, don't they?
Or maybe, no.
Now, have a listen to this. I'm not being rude, but is this an actual woman?
Hello, Gerald. This is Monica. I was just wondering if we were still going out on Thursday night. Very much enjoyed Sunday night's dinner. It was splendid. If you could give me a ring back, that would be wicked. Okay, bye.
What was that?
Hello, Gerald. This is Monica.
So it's Monica. And that would be wicked.
If you could give me a ring back, that would be wicked.
Now, if anyone could shed any light on that, please, if you did hand out the Flirt Divert number to Monica at the weekend, if your name is Gerald, then maybe you could text me to 81199, because I don't know.
We want to know more.
I'm not convinced that it's a girl at all.
0777 756 408. If you could give me a ring back, that would be wicked.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, if you didn't hear this on Friday, Joe Wiley went on a roller coaster ahead of the Killers gig in Blackpool, and it was live on Radio 1. And then what we did was we slightly re-edited it on Friday and played it, and people thought it was very funny. You can now download this online, or you can have it on your phone. If you've got WAP, just text the word mobile to 81199.
My legs are shaking and I really do feel like I might be sick.
Now, it's funny, isn't it?
It's very funny, yeah.
However, imagine how Joe feels. I've kind of realised where she's coming from now. Listen to this message. I got this message on Saturday morning. I picked this up.
So, I was at a gig last night. I'd say 99 out of 100 people that came up and said hello to me had been stuck in a traffic jam listening to your show at a certain point in the afternoon on the way there. They wanted to discuss that with me. I'm in Waitrose now, back at home in Northamptonshire, and I'd say 99% out of the people in the shop were listening to your show yesterday and want to discuss it with me. I'll leave you with that thought. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Right, so there you are, doing your big shop in Waitrose.
Yeah, no Netto for her.
other supermarkets are available. And 99% out of all the shoppers in there want to talk to her about the roller coaster incident that we were playing on Friday. Imagine that. The whole shop wants to know about this. And then imagine how Jo feels when her 14-year-old daughter texts her to say, OMG, I just heard that, yuck, which did happen on Friday. And then if you think back to the stuff we've done in the past, right, I looked up Joe Wiley on our machine today. We've done some horrible things.
Where's this wee business come from?
We've done it together. we've called restaurants trying to book tables on her behalf with her diva demands that don't really exist. Can't look her in the eye, etc. Needs a special love seat. Mm. And then do you remember when we told everybody that she was doing the parents' race at the school sports day, and then all the press turned up.
So the headmistress told her off.
And there was no parents' race at all. And then the previous year, we told you that she was disqualified from the race for holding the egg onto the spoon with her thumb, which she did do.
Yeah, she did cheat then.
So, and then I found this, which I'd forgotten about completely. Listen to this.
Today, it's another exclusive Radio 1 competition. Scott Mills brings you a money can't buy prize. Today, you can win Joe Wiley's extra nipple. Joe recently discovered she had one spare, had it removed the other day, and it could be yours. From now until 7 p.m, if your phone rings, it could be Scott calling you. But you can't answer your phone all day with...
Hello?
You need to answer with the phrase that pays. I want to win Joe Wiley's third nipple.
I want to win Joe Wiley's third nipple!
See, that's not very nice, is it?
No, I'd forgotten
really
that.
Really not very nice. That was, what, 2 years ago? Mm. So, I'd like to say, and I do mean this, Joe, I'm really sorry, and I do understand where you are coming from, and I think we should now start a campaign to be nice to Joe Wiley, because I can understand why she's a little bit annoyed with me, and I don't want any beef, I don't want no friction. So, Joe, if you're listening, I'm really sorry, and we are going to be nice to you from now on, and I do realise that we have been harsh to you in the past, so I'm sorry.
You are joking, aren't you?
Just one more time for luck.
Oh, my God! My legs are shaking and I really do feel like I might be sick.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, now we've just ruled this out. The bloke with the dog is not Long Man, all right? We still don't know who might what.
Just because they've both got generic northern accents.
Yeah, it must be Long Man.
Yeah.
Thanks to all the people in the south for texting up there. Brilliant, cheers. And no word from Monica or Gerald as yet.
Hello, Gerald. This is Monica. I was just wondering if we were still going out on Thursday night.
I'm a lady. I do lady things. I am also a lady, although I'm only 15 now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hey, Scott, it's Matt.
All right, Matt, how can I help?
Well, actually, Matt, I'm a little bit mortified at the moment.
Right.
Was on the bus earlier. Well, what happened was I downloaded, you know, that ringtone of Joe Wiley with a Harry Met Sally moment?
Mm. Yeah, on the roller coaster on Friday, in Blackpool.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, I said it as my text alert, then completely forgot, and then a friend texted me whilst I was on a very packed bus.
So you were on the bus, right?
Yeah, picture the scene. You're on the bus.
And then...
And you've got Joe screaming like a good un. Yeah. Yes. And the whole of the bus looking round at me.
What did you do?
I think I just went very, very red. And
did you do that thing where you just press silent really quick?
Yeah, well, I was frantically pressing every button. And do you think my phone would shut up? No, she was screaming and screaming and wouldn't shut up.
If you have WAP on your phone, you can get the Joe Wiley on a roller coaster noise to use as a message alert or whatever you want by texting the word mobile to 81199, but only if you've got WAP. Why did you set it as your message alert if you didn't want that to happen?
Well, it just seemed like a really good idea at the time. It was an option, so I thought, yeah, go for it.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Big guests ahoy this week, right, on Radio 1.
Yeah.
Scissor Sisters, live from Maida Vale, all
Brilliant.
Day on Friday, and every show they're performing some of their old tracks, some of their brand new material as well. Cannot wait to hear it. Mm-hmm. So Scissor Sisters all day on Friday. And then, guess who's coming in with Joe Wiley on Thursday? Got a new show starting, a new series of their show.
New series?
Yeah.
New series of their show.
Really, really good show.
Coming in on Thursday.
He's on her show a lot.
All right, Ricky Gervais.
That's right. So, Ricky Gervais on Thursday on Joe Wiley. He's always good value.
Yeah, always good value, yeah.
And then, on Vernon's show, sitting in for Edith on Thursday, guess who's coming in?
Give me a clue.
Right, someone from Star Wars. Star Wars. Who's coming in?
Harrison Ford.
Nope.
Princess Leia.
No.
Luke Skywalker.
Nope.
Darth Vader.
No.
Not even the bloke who played Darth Vader?
No. I've met him, though. He's very nice.
Is he?
Yeah.
C-3PO?
No.
Chewbacca?
Good Star Wars knowledge.
I know, I'm doing quite well here.
No.
R2-D2.
No.
Are there any more?
Somebody that was one of the Ewoks is coming in with Vernon Kay.
Wow.
On Thursday.
Wow. Wow. Radio 1. How did they get them?
I've no idea. I don't know how they secured that. We've just worked out what happens when you mix the noise of Joe Wiley on a roller coaster from last Friday in Blackpool with the Westwood soundboard. It's amazing.
Let's go! Take it down south!
Oh my god!
That's big! Put your finger in the air and press it 4 times! That's big! It's going down with your boy Westwood!
Right!
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.